City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 17. Maria del Carmen Arroyo, Democratic. The following City Council District 17 candidates did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Jose Colon, Republican. Celcia Evans, Conservative.
Maria del Carmen Arroyo, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member, 17th District, Bronx, 2005 to the present.
Previous occupations.
Administrator with nearly 30 years of managerial experience. Prior to serving in the City Council, was Executive Director at Segundo Ruiz Belvis DNTC, where she began as a receptionist. Served as Director of Operations for Narco Freedom, Inc., Division of Healthcare Services. Served as Executive Director of the South Bronx Community Corporation, a volunteer position.
Education.
Honorary Doctorate in Humane Letters, Metropolitan College of New York, June 2013. Master's of Public Administration, New York University, Robert Wagner Graduate School of Public Service, May 1994. Bachelor's degree in Health Services Administration, Hubert H. Lehman College, cum laude, 1991. Associate in Arts, Eugenio Maria de Hostas Community College, January 1989.
Organizational affiliations.
None.
Prior public experience.
Nearly 25 years of public service prior to the 2005 election to the New York City Council, plus 8 years serving as council member representing the 17th district.
What is the most important issue in Council District 17 you would address if elected?
Three of the most pressing are helping to mitigate the negative environmental impact the many waste transfer stations, the DEP sewage water treatment plant, and the sewage treatment facility have on the community. The need for affordable housing for senior citizens and working families, providing opportunities to make our public housing developments safer for residents and the surrounding communities by designating capital funding for the installation of security cameras, and designating capital funding to upgrade our community parks.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other issues include the need to make available more green open spaces, parks, and recreational facilities, job training and readiness programs for the unemployed and underemployed, improving technology in our schools, and working on police-community relations.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have lived and worked in the community I represent for 46 years and have a deep commitment to providing the best level of service to my neighbors. I have great ability to work in collaboration with all stakeholders affected by issues or concerns and have a collaborative approach to problem solving and negotiations.
Participating in the campaign finance program.